Good morning and welcome to womenoftheword.net. My name is Carly Ogletree and today I'll be hosting the podcast for our purpose series titled The Secret to Your Life, On Purpose, For Purpose, and With Purpose. Before we dive into this series, I just want to open up with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for today that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I thank you for all the readers and the listeners that you brought to this platform that are interested in knowing more about you and about the lives that you have for them. Father, I pray that the eyes of their hearts will be open right now to receive the truth and that this truth would set them free. Lord, I pray against any distractions. I pray against any hindrances right now in the name of Jesus, that those will be broken. And Father, I pray that today you would do a work in their hearts and today that you would be glorified in their lives. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Now, I've broken the word purpose into three segments: on purpose, for purpose, and with purpose. This morning, we'll review each one of them and we can discuss at the end by downloading the Anchor app to reply to this podcast and have a conversation. You can also dialogue with me by commenting on any of my posts with questions, comments, or concerns, or by sending me an email on womenoftheword.net in the contact section of my homepage. Before the first segment, I gave an introduction to purpose by stating, purpose always begins with the Word of God. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made." When God placed the desire in my heart to start my own blog, this was the scripture that he spoke to me. Nothing in our lives gets created without a Word of God present in the atmosphere. Purpose doesn't mean that everything is always perfect or pleasing. It just means that God is always present. We acknowledge him in all areas of our lives in order to execute the divine plan that's been established in heaven and on earth for us. So I ask, what words has God spoken over you? Is it in regards to your salvation? Is it a desire that he's placed in your heart to teach or to write or to heal? What has God spoken over you that identifies your purpose on earth? Take a moment to reflect on that. Now, the first segment is about living and believing on purpose. Now, if you believe in God, you can't believe in coincidences at the same time. The two contradict each other. Believing in God means believing that you have a Father and a Creator that has a master plan for you that's designed to prosper you and not to harm you. His plan is to give you hope and a future. No matter what happens in your life, you can rest assured in knowing that he is working all things together for you, for your good. If you believe in coincidences or accidents, you don't believe that God is purposeful or that your life is purposeful. You believe the lie that things just happen to you for no reason. You believe the lie that God is working against you instead of for you, and that you must take power and responsibility into your own hands instead of entrusting them into the hands of Jesus Christ. When things happen in your life, especially bad things, you must believe that all things are working for your good no matter what. You must believe that God loves you enough to have a perfect plan for you. And you must renew your mind or change your thinking to know what the good and acceptable and perfect will of God is for your life. You can test your situation by asking this: is this good for me? Is this good to me? According to God's definition of good, or to the world's? Is this acceptable to God? Would God or is God being glorified in my decisions? Is this perfect for me? Is this God's will or my desire? Am I willing to sacrifice my desires for God's will? Do I believe that God loves me enough to have a perfect plan for my life? The second segment is about living and believing for purpose. We've established that nothing with God is by accident. Everything in your life happens on purpose and for purpose. Genesis 2:15 says, "Then the Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and to keep it." God not only created us, but he placed us here on earth for purpose. Even the earth in and of itself was designed for purpose. It was designed to be our home and to sustain us. We were designed to look after and to care after the things in which we were given. Right now, you may be feeling out of place in your life, but God wants you to know that you're exactly where you need to be in the moment that you need to be there. Just like Adam, you are placed here on earth with many assignments, and he's looking to you to fulfill them. Every day, you should be seeking the Lord and asking, Lord, why am I here? What's my assignment for today? There is nothing hidden from you, from God. All you need to do is ask. On the other hand, some of you might not need to ask. Some of you are living a life like Abram. God told him, go to a land in which I will show you. And God might be speaking to you also. You can't get so caught up in the details that you lose sight of the instruction. If God is calling you to something or to do something, you need to do it by faith because it's your assignment. You may be asking God, what does this even mean? When God gives instructions that appear unclear, it means trust him. You're never going to have all of the answers, but he will. And you must lean into him and trust that he will guide you in your purpose, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. A part of living a for-purpose life is living for purpose even when bad things happen. John 9, verse 2 through 5 is a perfect example of how purposeful God is even when things are going wrong. The disciples asked Jesus, Rabbi, teacher, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Believing in God and living for God is easy when things are going right. But when things are going wrong, we have a tendency to become conditional with God. We lose sight of our purpose and stop believing that God is purposeful. We stop believing that God works all things together for our good. Just because things are going wrong in your life doesn't mean there isn't purpose in your circumstances. You might not like it, but God loves you. He sees your life from the point of eternity. He sees the good that is going to come out of the turmoil. He sees the healing that is going to come out of the heartbreak. When bad things happen, we can't think like how the disciples thought. We can't think that every bad thing that happens is a result of our sins or the sins of someone else. We must think how Jesus thinks. Jesus understood that bad things happen so that people can witness God at work in their lives. So long as Christ is in the world, God will be at work in the world. And so long as Christ is in us, God will be at work in our lives. He is working all things together, even bad things together, for our good and for the purpose of him. So which lens will we see out of today? The lens of pain or the lens of purpose? The third and final segment to this series is about living with purpose. Living a life with purpose is living a life with God. There's no way around it. You can try to figure it out on your own. You can try to obtain it through others or through things that you believe may fulfill you or sustain you. But everything outside of God is limited. God is infinite, and so is your purpose. Everything in regards to your purpose flows from him. Romans 11:36 says, "For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." In the beginning, the first thing that Satan ever attacked was our relationship with God. I believe it's because he knew that the separation in our relationship would cause a separation in our identity and our purpose. People no longer know who they are or why they're here because they've been separated from their Creator. But through Jesus Christ, we've been reconciled back to God and to our purpose. If you've never given your life over to Christ, or maybe you just don't know, I encourage you to do so now. There is no time like the present. I offer this invitation to you not only because I look forward to seeing you in heaven one day, but I look forward to witnessing heaven in your life on earth right now. Everything you need comes from God. Forgiveness, healing, peace, love, joy, and freedom are all available and eternal in Christ Jesus. Your purpose is available and eternal in Christ Jesus. So today, if you believe that you're separated from God, pray this out loud and from your heart. Dear God, I am a sinner that's been separated from you. I acknowledge that my sin is what causes separation from you. And today, I acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the payment for my sins and the reconciler of my relationship back to you. Today, I acknowledge that you are my God, my Savior, and the author and finisher of my purpose. I believe this day, in Jesus' name, amen. And that's it. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart this truth, then according to the word of God, you are saved by grace through faith. Life isn't perfect, but God is. You aren't perfect, but you have the one living inside of you who is. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. He will give you wisdom if you ask. He will give you provision when you're needing. He is yours forever, and so is your purpose. The world didn't give it to you, so the world can't take it away. I encourage you to stay connected to your purpose in God by searching out His Word. Find out more about what He has to say about you and your life. Find out more about what God expects from you and why. Never stop seeking and never stop reaching. I love you all, and I pray that I will speak with you again. In Christ, be blessed.